Welcome to Pod Talk, a podcast sponsored by the United Soybean Board, which invests soy checkoff dollars to achieve maximum value for U.S. soybean farmers.
In this Pod Talk, we're going to find out about the importance and impact of biotechnology in the soybean industry, and how biotechnology is helping soybean farmers grow more crops while using fewer resources. The science of agriculture is evolving at an incredible pace. The more we learn about what makes a soybean tick, the better we become at developing genetics and traits that lead to even better soybeans. Biotechnology is helping soybean farmers through improved seed traits that can thrive despite challenges such as droughts, plant diseases, and pests, all while reducing crop inputs. Greg Fouillon is a soybean farmer from Weston, Nebraska, and a director on the United Soybean Board. He says there are two different types of traits, and each helps soybean farmers in different ways.
There's traits developed with technology that are input traits and output traits. The input traits are traits that help me be more productive and use less resources. There's output traits that help make a better product for the end user, the consumer. A better quality oil, a high oleic, for instance, or different traits that help us have a better product to our consumers.
Greg says the input traits created through biotechnology are creating a diverse portfolio that soybean farmers can employ to match their operations and optimize their yields and their bottom line.
Well, there's genetic improvements just happening continuously from a variety of different insect and disease resistance solutions, genetic improvements as far as flood tolerance and drought resistance, just a broad array of different traits that are being worked on every day.
But the introduction and implementation of those beneficial new traits are often hindered by the slow, glacier-like movement of the biotech approval process in many countries. And that means soybean farmers have to wait to incorporate these advancements or risk jeopardizing their access to critical domestic and international markets.
Timely approval of traits gives growers the opportunity to take advantage of the technology as it's being developed and shortly after. The sooner that we can access the technological advances that are happening, the more opportunity we have to be more productive and to raise a higher yields and be more profitable.
Additionally, the criteria for approval can vary widely from nation to nation, and that inconsistency further complicates the issue. Greg says that biotechnology is about more than yield and reducing input costs. Biotechnology is also an important factor in the ability of soybean farmers to assure their customers and consumers in the United States and around the world that their soybeans are being raised in a sustainable manner.
Oh, there's definitely a relationship between technology and sustainability in my mind. The traits that are being developed through technology, there's no question they're allowing me to use less pesticides. I can raise a larger crop on less inputs, less fertilizers. The insecticides, fungicides, and different pesticides, the reduction in use to me is really a home run.
Thanks to Greg Fouillon, a director on the United Soybean Board, for sharing his insights on biotechnology with us. Discover more about the value of the investments being made by the United Soybean Board on behalf of the Soy Checkoff by visiting unitedsoybean.org.
This has been Pod Talk, sponsored by the United Soybean Board. USB's 73 farmer directors work on behalf of all U.S. soybean farmers to achieve maximum value for their soy checkoff investments.